Hi, and welcome to this week's Switchy Rundown. This is Mitchell and Kelly switching it up today to bring you this week's podcast as the host. Up first, we have Saeed and Harry doing music.
Welcome back to our podcast where we dive into the latest and greatest in the world of music. Today we're buzzing with excitement because we're going to be discussing Travis Scott's album, Utopia.
Travis Scott never fails to deliver, and Utopia is no exception. From start to finish, his album is a wild ride through Scott's creative universe.
Definitely, the beats are next level with those signature tunes, and the features are just amazing.
Absolutely, the features are fire. From 21 Savage, Future, Drake, Playboi Carti and SZA, it all just fits together perfectly.
And lyrically, Travis is as sharp as ever. What would be your favourite song?
My favourite is Fan because it hits different and it slaps. Travis Scott is musically talented and he has a diehard fans that love him. The song Fiend is an absolute banger.
True, he even played it 14 times at his last concert.
Thanks for tuning in and we'll catch you next time on Music Segment.
Next up is Morgan and Priya on upcoming events.
This is Priya and Morgan bringing you the final week of the Witchy Rundown for this term.
Last week, the Nullarbor netball courts got resurfaced, ready for the 2024 season. On Monday the 25th, the Year 7 8s will be leaving for camp in Queenscliff, arriving back on the 27th.
Also on the 25th, the first State School Spectacular rehearsal will be held in St Arnett.
As well as the 28th being the last day of school, the SRC are hosting a Crazy Hair Day, raising awareness for leukemia. A gold coin donation isn't needed, and since it is the last day, we finish early at 2:30 p.m.
Also that night at 8 p.m. is the Witchy Brew Debutante Bowl, which we are all very excited for. The 29th is Good Friday, so there is no school. We have 2 weeks off holidays, the last Saturday being round one of the footy, netball hockey season.
Now we have Logan and Luda interviewing students about their dream job.
Hello and welcome to
Logan and Luda's dream job. Today we will be interviewing various students to see what each of their dream jobs are.
Today we will start with
Edie. How are you today?
Good.
Today we will ask you a few questions about your dream job.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
A gymnast.
Why is that?
Because I am really flexible.
That's good, great to know. How do you have? Do you have any like personality traits that will help you in this job?
No.
That's great to hear. Well, it was nice interviewing you, and we'll see you later.
Ask you.
The first question is, what is your dream job, or what would you like to be when you grow up?
I would like to be a contortionist.
What? That sounds like a pretty cool job. What has inspired you?
Watching all these other kids being contortionists.
What would you say, contortionists?
That being a contortionist
is going to be fun.
Well, like teaching other kids how to be a contortionist sounds pretty fun.
Your dream job.
Do you know what you'd like to be when you grow up?
A motorbiker.
Well, that's an interesting job.
Why is this your choice of job? What has driven you to want this to be your job?
To do jumps.
I think that is interesting, and I have enjoyed chatting with you, but we have to go now. Thank you. Next up,
we have...
Hi, Rade. How are you today?
Good.
Today we will ask you a few questions about your dream job.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Motorbike rider.
I think that's a very interesting job. Why is that?
Well, I do it a lot of times. And
that's great to know. Do you have any personality traits that would help you with this job?
No.
That's okay. It was nice interviewing you and we'll see you later.
Izzy, how are you today?
Good.
That's good. Well, we are here to interview you on what you'd like to be when you grow up, your dream job. Do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
Well, I want to make toys.
That sounds like a really cool job. Why is this your choice of job? Why do you want to be it?
Because I like selling toys.
That's cool. I think that will be a really interesting job. I hope you enjoy doing it. Last but not least, we will have Mina. Hi, Mina. Are you good today?
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm here to interview you on what you'd want to be when you grow up. So, your dream job. Do you know what you'd like to be when you grow up?
I could not. I got a hair.
That's a really good, cool job. Do you think it will be interesting and fun?
Yes.
Why would you like to do it?
Because it's real funny.
Well, I think that'll be good. Well, it was good chatting with you. But thank you for listening, and we will see you next week on Logan and Luda's Dream Job.
Next up is Jenna and Harlan with leadership positions.
This is Harlan and Jenna, and today we will be interviewing Kelly and Grace about their leadership roles.
What do you do as class captain?
As class captain, I go to the SRC meetings and I represent our class when we go on excursions and stuff. And if there's like notes that need to be handed out, sometimes me and the other class captain hand them out.
Who is the other class captain?
The other class captain is Saeed Alamondi.
Do you like being a class captain with him?
Yeah, Saeed's a king.
Why do you think being a leader is important?
Because you can, like, show people what to do and give someone to look up to sometimes.
Do you enjoy going to the SRC meetings?
Yeah, going to the SRC meetings are good, so you can find out what's going on and just expect things, and you can also tell people in your class the things that are going on in case they want to find out.
Now, we will be interviewing Grace.
What are your responsibilities as class captain?
My responsibilities of being a class captain are going to SRC meetings sometimes so I can find out what's going on with the school and stuff, which is really good, and to represent my class, 9-10s, and sometimes if they need direction, I can help them with that.
Why do you think being a leader is important?
Being a leader is important because I get to motivate my classmates and guide them if they need help with anything. If they have problems, they can come to me or the other class captain and we can help them out.
Do you like being a leader and why?
Yeah, I do like being a leader. I think it's a really good experience that everyone should have in their life at some time.
I hope you enjoyed. Come back next week to listen again.
Next, we have Desmond and Eva with cooking tips.
Hi, this is Desmond and Eva. We're back with two more fun recipes for you to make. Today, we have some quick and simple breakfast ideas for you to make. Here's the recipe. Recipe number one.
Ingredients: 2/3 a cup of frozen mango chunks, 1 full frozen banana, 1/4 cup of frozen strawberries, 1 teaspoon of passion fruit pulp, and 1 cup of freshly squeezed orange juice.
The method you'll need to bake this is gather all your ingredients, put the mango chunks and the strawberry chunks into a blender, halve your frozen banana and put both of the halves into the blender. Add your passion fruit pulp and orange juice into the blender. Blend until smooth. Pour the smoothie into the cup and then it's ready to eat.
Recipe 2 is a nice granola cup for you to enjoy.
The ingredients you need to make this is 1/2 cup of plain yogurt divided, 1/4 of a cup of fresh fruit, such as chopped up mangoes, chopped up pineapples, watermelon, raspberries, and many other fruits. 2 teaspoons of any jam of your choice. 2 tablespoons of granola or roasted nuts, which is optional. And 1 cup of chocolate, which is optional.
Method. Collect all your ingredients. Place a layer of yogurt on the bottom of your glass. Place some chopped up fruits on top of the layer of yogurt. Place some granola on the top of the chopped up fruits
and complete this process until you have around 5 centimetres left in your glass. Melt some chocolate of your choice in a little bowl. When the chocolate is melted, mix it with a dash of cream and mix thoroughly. When the chocolate and cream is all soft and mixed together, pour or scoop the chocolate out of the bowl into your cup. You can put your cup in the fridge or eat it just like that. And your granola cup is complete.
That's all we have for you today. See you next week on the Witchy Rundown.
Up next is Zeke and James, also known as the Gamer Gods, with their gaming reviews.
Welcome back to another week with the Gamer Gods. Today we are going to talk about a platformer and a first-person shooter.
First, I need to tell everyone that I won the chess game against Zeke, making me the champion. What game do you have for us this week, Zeke, and what is it about?
I'm talking about a first-person shooter, Far Cry. It has a story mode and a free play mode. The story mode is about a former soldier named Danny who you play as. He is trying to flee from the dictator Anton Castillo who wants to control Danny. While traveling, Danny encounters a rebel group called Libertad and reluctantly joins their clan before recruiting allies to help overthrow Castillo.
Who would you recommend this game to?
This game is recommended for adults, since it has a very high violence rating and is probably not the best game for young people. It is MA 15+, but is still not recommended for players under 17. What game are you going to tell us about this week, James?
This week I'm going to tell you a fun game called Human Fall Flat.
I've played this game a bit before. Can you tell us more about it?
Human Fall Flat is a platforming game where you need to solve puzzles to get to the exit. To get to the exit, you would need to explore the area and get past lots of different things like giant swinging hammers, plugging in electrical cords, moving blocks to activate different things.
Personally, I love jumping off the side of the map. Who do you suggest this game to, James?
Everyone should play this game because it is easy to learn and it is a funny game to play online and by yourself, but you will need to learn to solve some problems.
That's it for the turn, and we hope to see you back another time. This is the Gamer Gods signing off.
Thanks for listening this week on the Witchy Rundown, edited and recorded by the Year 7-8 class, and make sure to listen in next term for more of the Witchy Rundown podcasts.